From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonia border fired tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Idomeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors.
A key question that we addressed in the report is whether the turmoil that we have seen over the past months is now safely behind us. It's a one-off event, or is it a warning signal that more needs to be done? And I believe it's the latter.
Jose Vinales. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. The magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in the jungle about 220 kilometers from Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city. Russia and China want countries neighboring Syria to inform the UN if those countries discover that any extremist group wants to get chemical weapons. Both countries sent a draft resolution to the Security Council Wednesday saying terrorists are a clear and present threat to Europe. The resolution would call on such countries as Turkey and Iraq to monitor extremists for any moves toward building or acquiring chemical bombs. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is accusing authoritarian regimes around the world of suppressing their people with what it called increasing vigor and viciousness. The department released its 40th annual human rights report, singling out numerous governments for criticism, including what it described as historically authoritarian regimes in North Korea, Cuba, China, Iran, Sudan, and Uzbekistan. The report also denounced Islamic State terrorists for their attacks on civilians. Secretary of State John Kerry used the release of the report to reiterate U.S. opposition to the use of torture.
I want to say a word about the issue of torture. I want to remove even a scintilla of doubt or confusion that has been caused by statements that others have made in recent weeks and months. The United States is opposed to the use of torture in any form, at any time, by any government or non-state actor.
John Kerry. A U.S. defense official says several Russian military aircraft flew a series of simulated attack passes near a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea over the course of 2 days this week. The first incident took place April 11th. The following day, the warplanes did 11 more simulated attack passes just 9 meters above the USS Donald Cook. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
This incident, as you won't be surprised to hear, is entirely inconsistent with the professional norms of militaries operating in proximity to each other in international waters and international airspace.
Josh Earnest. A top Taiwanese official on Wednesday said his government may send a delegation to Beijing to learn more about a fraud trial involving some 45 Taiwanese who were deported from Kenya. The Taiwanese were sent to China against their wishes. Taiwan has accused China of abducting the group. The 45 faced accusations in Kenya of committing telecommunications fraud. The government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad held parliamentary elections Wednesday despite the civil war. The elections were dubbed a farce by political activists, rebel commanders, and Western governments, but they were seen as an indication that Mr. Assad has no intention of stepping down as demanded by his opponents. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi Wednesday defended the transfer of two islands to Saudi Arabia. Mr. el-Sisi went on television to assure angry Egyptians he did not give up a single grain of sand. The Egyptian government announced this week it plans to hand over control of the Red Sea islands of Sanafir and Tehran to the Saudis. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.